I'm going to be the straight response to the two beautiful comedy routines that preceded me. Nature sometimes performs fantastic works. The same is true for mankind. Do all of you or any of you remember Mount St. Helens erupting in 1980? Anybody that doesn't? Okay. Mount St. Helens is one of a chain of volcanoes from Northern California up to the Aleutian Islands, and it's the most active one over the last 40,000 years. It erupts about once every 1,000 years, and the largest one was 10,000 years ago, and it was four times as great as the one we're familiar with in 1980. It runs 7 years after the eruption. Things settled down, and the Park Service opened up trails right to the top of the crater. And around 2000, September of 2000, my friend Darius and I said, why don't we give it a try? And it's a 4.5 mile walk, not too bad, but it rises 4,500 feet, which is like four Madonnas on top of each other. So it's a little bit of work. And we flew to Portland, drove to a little motel right near the trailhead, and got up at 2:30 or so the next morning. You worry about rain that time of year. And we opened up the door outside. It was probably 60 degrees. There was a full moon, a million bright stars. It was fantastic, and we knew we'd at least have a good start. And so off we set out around 4:15, and it's in thirds. The first third is through beautiful pine forests, and fantastic, exciting. And you get to the top, and the sun is coming up, and you see Mount Adams in the distance. A nice start. The next third is volcanic lava, huge blocks, a little bit of scrub growth. And that's not too bad either. It's pleasant. And you get to the top there, and you see Mount Adams and Mount Hood. The next part is a little bit of a challenge. The sun's come up pretty high. It's hot. It's very steep. And the last third is completely flat, covered with about 2 inches of very loose pumice. We worked our way along, and we finally made it. And when we got to the top, we did the usual things. We shook each other's hands. We handed our camera to somebody to take a picture. And then as cautiously as possible, we walked right to the edge of that stupid crater, and we looked inside. Pretty amazing. It was a bunch of brown, black, mucky goop that was steaming. It was lava. It took a while to figure that out. It didn't look very attractive. But the lava had already risen 1/4 mile, new lava from the bottom in that time period, and it's still growing. We felt pretty good about what we had accomplished. Oh, I looked off in the distance, and there's Adams and Hood, and I see something huge and white way to the north. It almost looks like into thin air. Is this a storm coming in? What's happening? Is this going to be a disaster? But my eyes kind of focused a little bit, and it turned out to be Mount Rainier in the distance, 50 miles north, which is large enough to hold Mount St. Helens, Mount Adams, Mount Hood, and any other five peaks you want to pick in the area. It's absolutely huge. And I've been to the top of that one, too. But anyways, we took our time going down. It was more hard work, but not too bad because we were pumped up with what we had seen. And gradually made it to the bottom, had some dinner, went to bed. And every morning I get up at 5:30, so I'm up. Darius is snoring away. And we don't have to leave till 11 o'clock to catch the plane. And I thought, gee, we got 4 or 5 hours to play around. I shake Darius. No, he's going to sleep in. Okay, where am I going to go? The only thing I spotted along the way coming in was a sign that said lava fields. Didn't sound too exciting, but I gave it a try. It's about a four-mile drive to get into where we're headed. About a mile in, it's all pine trees, maybe 80 feet high. You suddenly see 1/4 mile or so where there's no trees whatsoever. What that told me is the lava is going to come down on the most steep part, which is south. It's going to melt all the snow. It's going to scour up everything, and you get a big mixture of mud, boulders, rocks, and ice. And that's called a lahar. And typically, lahars on a mountain like that, which has 500 feet of snow, will go about 60 miles an hour, and it went 5 miles down the road, knocked out all the trees, and knocked out the top 30 feet of the landscape. Pretty spectacular. So I had, with that in mind, I make it to the end. I see this field, large area, boulders, a tiny little trail snaking in. And okay, I'll hike the trail. Nobody's there, just me. It's probably 7 o'clock in the morning. And I walk along about 150 yards, and I see a little stream, and I see a bridge over it. The stream is about 25, 30 feet across. The water's about 2 feet deep and maybe a foot below the bridge. The bridge has fantastic cables. They would hold 20,000 pounds. I know they would. Metal corrugated together. The bottom is just wooden slats, but it looks okay. And I look in there and I say, oh, no big deal. I guess time to go back. And then I see in the distance, about 100 yards down, I see a second bridge. Same kind of thing, it looks like. Okay, and there's a little trail down the side. And I walk down the trail, and it still looks the same, 1 foot, 2 feet of water, 1 foot down. And I get in the middle of the bridge, and I look downstream over the edge, and I just about lose it. The first thought was, it'd be nice to have a rope around my waist and somebody ready to anchor me in case this damn thing falls over. The second thing is to grab the cable. Okay, I think I'm okay. The third is to grab my glasses. I don't want them to fall. And what I see, it's pretty unbelievable. I hope it's still there. It must still be there. I see that the thing is widened out by 30 feet, and on either side is about 8 feet of sheer black lava, perfect cylinders going down about 100 feet. Gorgeous, and it's way into the distance as far as you can see. Pretty scary just having that out in the breeze there. And then I look a little further, and in the middle of it is about 10 feet of flat blackness, which is more lava. And then peeling off of that is a thin waterfall about 30 or 40 feet long, spinning off. And it was so far down that I could hear nothing. I could hear no water moving or anything else. I didn't choose to stay there very long. I held on tight as I worked my way off. And I wanted to share that with you as another example of the power of nature. I've looked it up on the web for your benefit. I hope you all go there to try and take a look at this. I know you'll be impressed. I can't find anything about it anymore. If one of you could find something, maybe they blocked it off for tourism. Maybe somebody peeled off the edge and leaned over too far. I don't know. But anyways, it was a grand adventure. And I hope that some of you get a chance to take a look at it sometime. Thank you for your time.